Well, it's been quite a few years now since the gang from Mojave Hall spent their first quarter at State University. We thought you might like to know where they are now. Clem and Mary Lou broke up, and Clem is now the owner of a 120,000-acre ranch near Clovis, California. Mary Lou ended up marrying Leroy, and Leroy is now slopping pigs in Utah. Ah. Mary Lou is the proud mother of 6 kids, with number 7 on the way. Cliff Drag is now comfortably retired and living in Monaco. A brief but successful career as a drug smug, importer. Ashley Trey is now a municipal court judge in Little Rock, Arkansas. And Gadget is now making a fairly good living at a Southern California company, macrameing pool covers. Tommy Tubes is an accountant in Iowa. Sandy Shores is a professional surfer in Australia. However, every follicle of hair on his body has long since fallen out. Bruce Queen coaches a girls' football team on weekends, and during the week, he's a stockbroker in New York. Anita Fix is now a research assistant at the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. Bitsy Peace married a former governor of California, who is now campaigning for president. Todd is an insurance salesman living happily in Lewiston, Idaho. Constance Payne, after a stint as madame of a bordello in Tijuana, is now a bodyguard for the former Shah of Iran. Bradley Woolworth III is now a successful author, having written a book about his earlier successful career as a pimp. Susie Swiss Cheese was a successful architect until a 12-story building she designed collapsed during the dedication ceremonies, and she's now fighting an $130 million lawsuit. And Amy and Dave Sturm did get married, but they were divorced after 3 months. 8.5 months after that, they remarried. 2 years later, they were divorced again. Dave Sturm has custody of their 2-year-old daughter. And as for your pronouncer, well, I'm still pronouncing after a short jail term for mispronouncing, which happened after I graduated from the Don Martin School of Broadcasting, which has been my only regret. We'll have credits when we continue.
Actors who brought you the 1979 production of Little Orphan Amy were, beginning with Gadget.
Okay, but I'm not sure everyone else is going to appreciate this beach in the bathroom idea. Ouch! Step on a crab!
Was occasionally played by Christy Logan, but usually by Debbie Silk. And the parts of Clem and Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, you have the eyes of a newborn calf.
Why, Clem, you say the sweetest things.
I really love the way you pitch, hey? You know, ever since I first saw you castrate them sheep, I knew you were the one for me.
We're played by Dave Stockton and Paula Peterson, respectively. And the unforgettable part of Dave Sturm.
Hello, it's me, Dave.
Oh, goodbye.
I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello.
Was played by Frank Thomas. And those lovable loadies, Ashley and Cliff.
Say, hey, you know, I just bet Anita half a lid that she couldn't get that twit Bradley Woolworth loaded.
You may be out of a half a lid.
We're played by Chuck Swino and gentleman Jim Wagner. Anita Fix.
Wasted. High. Stone.
Was played by Leslie Ridgway. And the part of Bradley Woolworth III.
Why are the walls moving?
Was played by wonderful Weird Al. Portraying Susie Swiss Cheese.
What about your mother?
Was Daedra Cottrell. Constance Payne.
Dave, let go of me!
Oh, let me be your teddy bear, your everything.
I think you're drunk, Dave. What's that?
Was played by Kelly Pierce. And how could we forget Sandy Shores, Tommy Tubes, and Leroy?
Look at that one. She's got puka shells on and everything. I'll bet she's a real beach bum. I think I'll go check her out.
Hey, remember Gadget, Tommy.
Hey, out of sight, out of mind. See you tomorrow, Sandy.
I think I'll go ask the DJ to play Surfing Safari. Do you guys want to hear anything?
I'm kind of in the mood for Drop Kick Me Jesus Through the Goalpost Alive.
Played to perfection by Bobby D, Bill Kobabe, and engineer Lou Wakeland. Then there's Bitsy Peace.
Hi there, guys. What's going down?
Maybe you, foxy lady.
Let's dance first. See you girls later.
Played by Paula Chambers and Todd.
Shut up, you incipient, beef-witted, empty-minded, sap-headed numbskull. Nothing personal, of course.
He is played by Tim Tomastic. And, of course, the inimitable Bruce Queen.
Coach says that's what's wrong with America. He says everyone should stay in shape and run and drink Gatorade. Then we would be in shape to fight the communists.
Portrayed by Mark Werfel. and one of the extra voices used periodically on Little Orphan Amy.
Oh my God, I didn't get any mail!
Portrayed there by Kevin Riley. Other extra voices were provided by Christy Logan and Lee Harris. And of course, there's Amy herself.
I'm still waiting, and I really need a shower. Who punches my shower pass?
She is played by Janet Kreidemeyer. And that's the 1979 cast of Little Orphan Amy. Oh, and this? This is your pronouncer speaking.
Well, that's about it for another quarter's worth of Little Orphan Amy. Maybe in 2 years they'll grab the old scripts again and rewrite them. Who knows what will happen. We had a lot of fun. Welcome to June. We had a good time. Special thanks again go to Don Reedy, Mark Werfel, and Paul Jacobus for helping engineer Little Orphan Amy. And an extra special thank you to technical advisor Brian Hackney. Why don't we give him a big hand?